And we're back here on ESPN Radio. Brad Gilmore here talking about Psych 3. This is Gus, premiering on Peacock here very shortly. I have one of the stars of the film joining me right now, Mr. Dulé Hill. Dulé, how's it going?
What's happening? All is well, man. Hey, glad to be back here talking about another Psych movie, Psych 3.
I know, 3. We're already here. I have many questions. We're going to get to as many as I can, but I want to say something first.
You have many questions, but I have two answers. Many questions, but two answers.
Two answers? That's all? Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Well, I'll take what I can get. You know what I mean? It's hard out there for a pimp. First thing I wanted to say, though, I saw you recently on The View, right? Mm-hmm. And I got to say, you completely crushed it. That's a hard set, right? The View now has become like where news gets broken and political battles happen. You handled yourself real well. Whoopi's intimidating, isn't she?
Whoopi wasn't there. You know what I mean?
Whoopi wasn't there, right? Joy was there.
I was kind of upset that Whoopi wasn't there because I know Whoopi. I've known Whoopi for a very long time, and I was very excited to come and catch up with Whoopi. But unfortunately, she wasn't there. But, you know, I mean, look, I always feel like if you come to any dynamic and you give respect, then respect is going to come back to you. If you own your voice and are willing to listen to somebody else and their positions, then you can have a conversation. I think oftentimes the issue comes when I try to completely shut down what somebody else is trying to offer up. It's simple as that. Or if I'm completely disrespectful to what somebody else is trying to say, that's when I think there's conflict. So when I went to The View, that was really my whole thing, is to have a conversation. Too many times, I think, in this day and age, in our society right now, we're not having conversations. We really are not. And even though I may completely disagree with somebody else's point of view, there may be something that I can relate to if I just allow myself to listen.
And have a different perspective or a different point of view. I guess that's where the name of the show is from. But I just want to say you crushed it on there. It was great.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
Psych 3, this is Gus. I wanted to ask, when you talk about Burton Guster, you've been on so many great shows, West Wing, you're doing the Wonder Years now, of course, Suits, Ballers, one of my favorite movies, Holes. Is this the character you get stopped for the most? Is Gus like the guy that people bring up to you all the time?
Yes. I mean, Gus is by far has the biggest reach out of all my characters that I played over the years. I will say also, you know, it doesn't have the same big reach, but Sam the Onion Man has a long reach. That always surprises me. Even just now how you brought it up, it always surprises me that people have been attracted to that character when I filmed that movie back in 2003. But I mean, but Gus, you know, Gus has a wide variety of fans. And that's what I do love about Gus, is that there's not a specific type of person who is a fan of Gus. All kinds of people. You know, it's been a great journey being on, you know, playing this character over the years. We started doing the show in 2006, and now we are on Psych 3. Hopefully, you know, I trust that there's going to be more. I'm really enjoying the ride. I appreciate that Psychos are enjoying the ride, and I look forward to seeing where it goes now or tomorrow.
Well, you say you hope that there's more. I think Peacock has been great for us Psych fans, because I've been a fan of the show since it came out. I've seen every episode multiple times. It's one of my favorite shows of all time. And for Peacock to be out and be able to put on now 3 of these original Psych films has been great. You said you want to do more. Are there plans for more? Or let me ask you this. After Lassie Come Home, was there already an idea for Psych 3?
I don't know if there was an idea for it. I know that there was a plan to have another one. Frank said from the beginning that when we started doing the Psych movies, he said he wanted to do 6. So, I mean, if Steve Frank said it, he's a very tall dude, you know what I mean? So he said it. So I'm expecting there to be 3 more.
Yeah. The taller the man, the more the authority, right? He can green light anything.
That's how it works. You know what I mean? Maybe that's why I have none.
You and I both, brother. But let me ask you though. So is there, he wants to do 6 of these, but is there no idea of doing just a full like mini series of them again on Peacock? Has that not been discussed?
I don't think there is a real focus of doing a mini series per se. I think we all appreciate being able to come together for a finite period of time, put back on the old clothes, revisit the characters for a second, have fun, and then step out of them and go on and do what we hope to do next. I mean, I can't say that would never happen, but there's not been any overt conversations about it happening, about doing a mini series.
Okay. Well, you know, we'll see.
Here's the thing, is that we're now in this streaming world where you do have 6 episodes of something. So if, I think if Steve Franks and James Roday Rodriguez came up with a story that needed to have more time, then maybe we would have that conversation. If they said, you know, this is the story we want to tell, but we really can't do it within 2 hours, then maybe we might talk about doing a miniseries, because it still would be our limited series about the show.
Again, November 18th.
You never know. It's psych. You never know. You never know where we're going to go.
We never thought we'd get a movie. We didn't think we'd get a musical. We got two movies.
That's what I'm saying, Brad. That's what I'm saying.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, son. Let me ask you this. I just got, 6 months ago, 7 months ago, I got engaged. Me and the
congratulations to you.
Thank you, Dulay. Me and the lady, we bought our first home together. We're already going through that whole process of living together. We have the menu on the refrigerator, where every night we say, okay, the Tuesday's taco night, Wednesday we're going to do pasta, Thursday steak night. Okay. If I said Friday is going to be psych night, because we know Sean and Gus are big foodies, right? Mm-hmm. Like, what is on the menu for a psych night? Like, what are we eating?
Cuatro quesos dos fritos.
That's what I thought.
Come on. And some pineapples.
You have to have some pineapples too.
Yeah. Cuatro quesos dos fritos and pineapples. You know what I'm saying? Now, don't ask me how to make cuatro quesos dos fritos. You know, but there is a recipe out there. I know the psychos know how to make it.
I'm sure if I go down the rabbit hole on Reddit, I'll find them. That's what I figured that you were going with. I didn't know if you're going to hit me with anything like an empanada.
That has to be the given with some pineapples. You also could have some pancakes. You know what I mean? Which, always remember, just because you put maple syrup on it doesn't make it pancakes. You see? That's what you got to remember if you're going to do that. Okay. So it has to be pancakes for real. You know, so that's another thing that you could do. But in the end, I think it's cuatro quesos dos fritos.
Now, working.
Monkey bread could be monkey bread.
Oh, now monkey bread. Now we're taking it to a whole nother level. I wasn't prepared to think about the monkey bread, because that'd be a nice little dessert too. Dessert, actually a little sweet.
If you got your new house, if you have a room that's a chocolate room, you can have some chocolate. You see what I'm saying?
Does your house have a chocolate room?
My house does not.
No, it's a no chocolate place.
No, but that's why I'm still working, because I need to get a chocolate room.
Yeah, we got to get that level.
I mean, Brad, I mean, you know, if you don't have a chocolate room, then what are you doing with your life? You know what I'm saying? That's what I say to myself every morning.
You say, you Brad, why don't you have a chocolate room?
That's what I say to myself. I say, Brad, if you don't have a chocolate room, what are you doing with your life? I say to myself, wait a second, Dulay, you're not Brad. You're Dulay.
It's so weird how that happened, because I do the same thing, except I, you know, say my name is James Roday Rodriguez.
I can get that. I can see that.
It happens.
I get by the mere fact, like, quickly, I can see how you might think that.
Right. It's really shocking sometimes. You know, I really catch myself thinking about it. This movie, by the way, already seen it. I loved it. I talk about moving in with my fiance, but you get to work with your wife. How awesome is that?
It's phenomenal. Like, I love working with Jasmine. She's a phenomenal actress. A magnificent life partner. I could not ask for a better person to share this life journey with. But to be able to then switch over now and share the screen with her is so much fun, especially on this project, coming into the psych world, the psych universe, because it's such a love fest over there. She really has done a great job embodying Selene and bringing that character to light. That we have a blast. I mean, she, first of all, at home, she makes me laugh all the time. So I'm glad that the psych fans are getting a chance to see some of the quirkiness and the wackiness of Jasmine Simon as seen through Selene, because she really does. She's a very funny person.
Selene Gilmore, no less. You know, I guess we're kin somewhere down the road.
Somewhere down the line. I'm pretty sure that if you both went on, you know, Ancestry.com or 23andMe or something.
There's a link somewhere in the family tree.
See?
There's got to be. This is what I want to do to wrap things up. I'm just going to ask you your favorite four of these things. Okay. And if you want me to get my answers, I will. I already have them. Okay. Let me ask you, these are all psych related. I'm going to throw you a softball here first. First one, favorite episode.
Favorite episode, American Duos, because it was the first time that we got to see where we could go with the show. I mean, Roland Osabo, Michael Jackson, how are you going to beat that? That was really the launching pad, I think, for all the stories that came afterwards.
Okay, I like that. I like Spelling Bee. That's my favorite one.
Ooh, yeah, Spelling Bee. That was like our second or third episode.
Yeah, it was real early on. I rewatched it the other day. I really loved that.
I do have to admit, I like Office Space. I like Last Night Gus. I like the Yin Yang Trilogy. I like, what's the one that Tim did where the Shining, Here Comes Lassie.
Oh yeah, Here Comes Lassie.
Yeah, this countless episodes that I really like, but I'm sticking with American Duos.
100 Clues was fun too. I like that one.
Oh yeah, sure enough.
100 Clues, I mean, you have Christopher Lloyd. Yeah. Okay. Favorite and This Is My Partner?
Ooh. Again, I like to go back to the foundation of things. So I go back to This Is My Partner, Gus Silly Pants Jackson.
Gus Silly Pants Jackson. D Butter Stamps is mine. I like, I mean, that's a classic one. That's a classic one.
He did Silly Pants Jackson. It caught me off guard. I didn't know he was going to do it.
Oh, is it improv?
Yeah, complete improv. And after the take, I was like, what did you call me? And we've been off to the races ever since.
Okay, two more. This one, your favorite, Gus, don't be.
Gus, don't be the crevice in my arm. You know what I'm saying? It's just so ridiculous, so idiotic, and so Sean. Don't be the crevice in my arm.
That's bro. Actually better than mine. I thought I had a good one. Mine is don't be both Ashley Simpson albums.
They're all very funny though. They're all like a good one. They're all so ridiculous. That's a funny one though.
Okay. And of these last three movies, which is your favorite?
Of the last three?
Yeah.
But this one coming up. I'm so looking forward to you all seeing it. You know? I mean, Psych 3, This Is Gus. This is how we're gonna do it. It's gonna be a wild ride. We're gonna have a lot of fun with it.
I will say, getting to watch it, I didn't see where it was going to go. Like, I didn't understand where, and it kept me really trying to figure out the mystery behind it without spoiling anything. It's really well written, this one, just based on, like, keeping you on the edge of the seat, trying to think through it, not just turn your brain off and laugh.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we had a great time telling this story. I think we learned more about Selene. We learned more about Gus and Selene and their relationship. We see Lassie, Tim Amundsen. We see him continuing on his journey of recovery, which is so wonderful to see, because beyond what we're seeing on screen with Lassie, it is also reflective of the strides that Tim has been making since his stroke. And he really is a hero of mine, the way that he has really just kept pressing forward and not only surviving, but thriving in the midst of adversity. So I think Psych fans are going to have a wonderful time checking out the movie.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. It's going to be on Peacock November 18th. It's called Psych 3. This is Gus. That's Dulé Hill. Dulé, thanks for doing this, man. Just a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Congratulations to you one more time.
I appreciate it, Dulé.
You have a fiance. Gus has a fiance. You see?
You My last are. Name's Gilmore.
You see what I'm saying?
My last
you name. Really might be Gus, Brad. I know you see James Rodé Rodriguez sometimes in the morning, but you might be Gus. I'm just saying.
We know what? We all are Gus. Because this is Gus. This is Gus. Oh. And that's Dulé Hill.
No, that is Gus.
Oh, that's.
That's you.
Like, oh, you. Not you. Okay.
No, well, no, you. You,
however you want to do it. I'm not going to press the issue. I don't have the height that Steve Franks does. Okay? But Dulé.
Psych 3.5. That is Gus. There it is.
Dulé, thank you so much. We'll be right back. Right, see you. Get ready. Take care.
Oh, Brad, what have you done now?